their own adversity and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., where we're continuing this topic, living in the faith zone. We left off on Tuesday in Romans chapter 4. We're going to go back there and revisit beginning at verse 17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. So it's being referenced here, Genesis chapter 15, a conversation between the Lord and Abram. Verse 18, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. Yeah. So the word that he received from the Lord was, so shall your descendants be. So even when the situation was contrary to hope, in hope he believed, and he became that which God said. He became. It wasn't instantaneously. It wasn't at the right then at the deliverance of the word. It was over time he became. And with the word, so shall your descendants be, the Lord also gave him a visual reminder. He said, if you can count the stars. So every night when the stars came out, what do you think Abram was reminded of? The word, so shall your descendants be. He look up, see the stars. So shall your descendants be. Gave him that visual reminder to continue to meditate on that word. So shall your descendants be. And the Bible says that all creation bears his name. So when God gives you a word, we got to remember that moment in time, what was taking place in that moment of time, those visual cues and such that are associated with that time, and continually bring the word into remembrance. Going into verse 19, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. So he didn't walk by sight. He was walking by faith. Verse 20, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform. And it, therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. So are we fully convinced in what God has promised, that which he has spoken to us? Because if we're not fully convinced, we're going to look for our escape route from our faith. We must be fully convinced. How do we be fully convinced? By meditating on the word that our faith is being grounded into. Abram had the word, and so shall your descendants be. So contrary to hope, in hope, he believed. Why? Because he had the word.
So the promises of God is sure. Did not what? So let's pick that up on this morning again, because we have to look at how the word of God work, that we can sink our whole mind or soulish into that word. The word of God is the promises of God. It is sure. So that, he says, he did not waver, but fully convinced that what God promised, God will do it. So he was fully convinced in it. Now, if you look back again in Genesis chapter 21, it's not only Abraham had to be fully convinced. There's another person because Sarah is in the picture too. So Sarah had to be fully convinced here too in order for this thing to work. So Dad, read from verse 1 down.
And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. Right. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him.
Okay, that's where we want to go. Mm-hmm. How old was he?
100.
So that's why it says, Hebrews chapter 4, he says, he didn't consider what? His body or the deadness of Sarah's body. They were fully convinced here that what God has spoken, it will come to pass.
And then Sarah said, verse 6, God has made me laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me.
Yeah.
So she's talking about future to bring joy, to bring laughter, to bring encouragement to others. And in Romans chapter 4, verse 23, talking about it, it says, now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us.
Yes.
It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. So these things that are written, they were not just for Abram alone, but they're also extended to us today.
Yes.
To be an example, to be a witness, as it said in Hebrews chapter 12, to be a witness unto us that it is possible to believe past what it looks like. It's possible for the promises of God to seem as if they're delayed and then come to pass in their set time, to give glory to God, to bring forth the fullness, the totality of the words. We just want to encourage you this morning to keep on, keep on, keep on believing. Despite what it looks like, go back to the original word, what God spoke to you regarding the situation, and continue to believe.
Because if you believe it, if you believe the word that was spoken by God, every word spoken by God will come to pass in its due season, is a due time. The word was spoken to Abraham when he was at 75 years old. And from 75 to 100, 25 years later, that word materialized. He has to hold on to that word that long, knowing that Diane and Emily, look, see, we come to the word today. We find the word today. We know God speak it, but we want it to happen today. And because that word did not happen today, we give up on it. We don't give it time. The word is sown. We got to give it time. It's seed, time, and harvest. So that word that is sown in our heart need to develop. We need to water that word. We need to carry that word with us. I now learn from this teaching. He carried that word for 25 years. He didn't come off it. He carried it. Because Romans chapter 4 tells us that he did not waver at the promise. And he tells us what the promise was. So shall your descendant be, he called it.
You know, we live in a microwave society. We want things now. We want things today. We want it to happen now. But we have to have the good old patience. We need to have patience and to rest on his word and to believe that what we're praying, if it's according to God's word, it will come to pass according to his will. And one of the things, you know, we're teaching how to connect in the spirit. It helps to have spiritual eyes to be able to have the faith so that we can stay connected and focused on the things of God and not carnal things around us, because they will deter us from the truth and they will get in the way of us believing on what the word says.
The word of God is 100% true. And we'll say to make your day count, family. Practices say the word of God is true. And it is true unto me. You know, we ask, how many people believe the word of God is true? All hands goes up. And that's correct. But here's the second part. Is that word true unto you? That's a different thing. Is that same word that we just say is true? Can you say that word is true unto me? And the only time you can say that word is true unto you is when you practice that word and get the result of it. Then you can say, it's not only true there, but it is true unto me because I practice it and I get it. Beloved, here's a word. Beloved, let us love one another because what? Love is of God. Just go practice that one. Can you just practice that one? We live in a world that's so divided world right now. There's a lot of hate out there. Can we just take this one word from Make Your Day Count family and says, let love one another because love is of God, and go out and practice some love. Practice to love people. And as you love them, love will come back to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yes.
And then you can say that word is true because it is true unto me. I practice that word and I get the benefit of that word.
Closing in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11 and 12. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed.
Yeah.
And she bore a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised.
Yes.
Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your
day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You are listening to WMIE, Boulevard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
The gentle healer came into our town today. He touched blind eyes and the darkness left to stay. But more than the blindness, he took their sins away. The gentle healer came into our town today. The gentle healer came into our town today. He spoke one word, that was all he had to say. And the one who had died just rose up straight away. The gentle healer came into our town today. Oh, he seems like just an ordinary man, with dirty feet and rough but gentle hands. But the words he says are hard to understand, and yet he seems like just an ordinary.